Hello, it's Sarah here, and welcome to the Rise Priestess podcast. This is a podcast for healers and leaders, the potent priestesses, witches, activists, and Aquarians of the world who are here to contribute to the liberation of people and the healing of our planet. I'm your host, Dr. Sarah Coxon. I'm an archaeologist turned author, priestess, healer, inner alchemy witch, business strategist, and regenerative guide. I'm here to help you heal from stress and hustle, bring forth your most potent medicine into the world, and increase your capacity to receive everything you need to flourish and thrive. Because your expansion is a gift to the world. I'm so glad to welcome you here, and I'm excited to dive into today's episode. Hello, and welcome to the final episode of season two. Yes. Now, let me back up. At the time of the publication of this episode, I'm actually on my summer break. And if you receive my emails, then you will have read all about it. And if you're not on my email list, then make sure that you click the link in the show notes to receive them so that you never miss a beat. So yes, it's the last episode of season two. I'm excited to let you know that I'm going to be rebranding the podcast Ready for September. I am talking a whole new name, look, and focus that's in alignment more with where my body of work is really wanting to go. So this is technically the last ever episode of the Rise Priestess podcast before the return of season three and the podcast rebrand. So make sure that you're subscribed and keep your eyes peeled in September so that you can see the big reveal. And my hope is that it's just going to make so much sense to you guys and you're going to love it. So in this final mini dose episode, I really want to expand upon a post that I shared on the old Instagram back in July about the monetization of our Dharma. And it really seems like this post really struck a chord with you guys. There were a fair amount of comments and I had quite a lot of DMs as well. And so I figured it would be a great topic to bring here to the podcast. So let me read it out to you first. Quote, "Something I'm exploring these days is how the impulse to commodify, market, and monetize may be distorting the truest medicine wanting to come through us. There's no shame in this. Capitalism keeps us all in perpetual nervous system states of survival, ironically, even if we do have enough resources. The knee-jerk reaction to always squeeze what we're passionate about into a profitable product or service is an adaptive survival strategy, pure and simple. But what happens if we separate making money from sharing our medicine for a while? Or, as Chris Salisbury says, we separate our fund dance, what sustains us financially, from our sacred dance, our Dharma. I mean, it is amazing if what we're passionate about makes us money, but what if it's okay if it doesn't? What if instead we seek paid work that we like and is fun, without needing to stress about monetizing our Dharma? What if our Dharma is simply to radiate our essence with the world, which requires us only to follow our curiosity and aliveness? And what if our real purpose isn't something that can be monetized anyway? I have no real answers, just more questions. This is Somatics," end quote. And many of the comments that I received and the messages I got were along the lines of, "Oh my God, I've been thinking about this too. Thank goodness someone else has said it, and I really needed to read this. This feels like such a big exhale." So I want to expand a little bit more on this teeny tiny Instagram caption, because there's some nuance here. I do feel fairly lucky that a big part of my Dharma, which in its current kind of iteration, is to help people transform challenge and pain into healing, growth, and resilience, I'm fairly lucky that it can be channeled into some kind of business. But not all of my Dharma can be, nor should be. But first, let me back up. So Dharma is kind of, in our culture, synonymous with purpose, right? My definition of Dharma is that it's not just about purpose. It's about who we're being. So our Dharma is really to offer ourselves to the world. And when we're not operating from wounding, conditioning, or even trauma, then we can't help sharing our Dharma. Dharma is our essence. We radiate it out into the world by being ourselves, and that creates ripple effects that we can't even possibly measure. And as an example, I'm just going to give a really silly example from my own life. So I know that part of what I do really well is, and I can't even help doing, is that I give people permission slips to be themselves. And I do this absolutely everywhere I go, friends, family, the dog. And it's always happening. And I don't have to squeeze it into something that's marketable or make it part of my brand. It's there in my client work for sure. But if I try to market or commodify it, it just wouldn't work. It would be kind of cheesy and gimmicky. You know, maybe I'd be like calling myself a permission slip coach and no one would work with me because it sounds absolutely naff. I'm a somatic coach and trainer, and part of my Dharma and essence can be radiated in that role, but it's also radiated elsewhere. Your Dharma is your authentic being. Another thing that I'm obsessed with is permaculture. And when I did my permaculture course, I almost thought that I had to become a permaculturist and teach this stuff. Like, what the fuck? So, I mean, obviously that was just marketer's brain talking. So I struggled for a while. What do I offer? I don't really know enough. I feel like an imposter. And that, what do I offer? That question was missing the point. I seriously believe that if you don't know what to offer, you're overthinking it. So when I let go of needing to commodify and monetize this new knowledge and passion, and I just let go of all of that, it started just becoming who I was and slowly seeping into all areas of my life. Even my client work, as principles of regeneration became more and more how I approach life and how I now approach life. So I didn't need to commodify or market myself as a permaculturalist. I let the work change me and then by extension, radiate out from me in organic, no pun intended, and authentic ways. And I'm now deep into plant allies and herbalism, and it may find its way into my work and it may find its way into what I share a little bit more. But what's more important is that it finds its way into my life. So what happens if we unhook money, work from Dharma? In my experience, it frees us up to be who we are without trying to box ourselves into what we think we need to be in order to be palatable and marketable. So that's my two cents. Very simple, that Dharma is really about who you're being, and if you just allow yourself and do the work to be more authentically you in the world, then you're living it. You're already living your Dharma. If this episode gave you a permission slip, please share it to your Instagram stories. You can also tag me at Dr. Sarah Coxon. It helps the podcast reach more ears, which, let's be honest, in the age of changing algorithms, isn't as easy as it used to be. And it means that I can keep the show on the road. And I also feel loved. So thank you for that if you're sharing it. Like I said, I'm currently on holiday for the whole of August, but I'll be back in September with the relaunch of this podcast. And you're going to have to wait and see what I call it. But it's going to be a good one. And I will also be slowly ramping up to reopen registration for the Regenerative Alchemy Somatic Coach Training. I know you've had your eye on it, and you can find out more and pop yourself on the wait list to make sure you don't miss out on discounts and bonuses by visiting drsarahcoxon.com/coach training or hitting the link in the show notes. If it's summer where you are, have a great summer. If it's winter, have a great winter. And I will catch up with you very, very soon. Thank you so much for tuning in to the Rise Priestess podcast. And I'd love to invite you to consider perhaps sharing this episode on your social media stories to spread the word. There is way more goodness where this came from. If you'd like to go deeper with my work and receive free, exclusive monthly inspiration, contemplations, and practices that I don't share anywhere else, then you can sign up for the Regenerate newsletter by heading over to drsarahcoxon.com and following the link. See you over there, and thanks for tuning in.